The actual cause of the fire is still under investigations.
The Border Management Authority says no new laws have been implemented relating to the entry or exit of South African citizens. This comes after a widely circulated message claiming that a new law requires all persons born in South Africa to enter and exit the country solely using a South African passport. Here's the BMA's Mimi Mahotsi.
The existing legal position remains unchanged and continues to be governed by the South African Citizens Act of 1995 as amended. South African citizens are expected to enter and depart South Africa using their valid South African passport, even if they hold dual citizenship.
And finally, the city of Cape Town's famous City Hall clock is chiming once again after being fully restored. The clock, which was installed in 1905, was removed in March this year for repairs. Here's Mayor Jordan Hill-Lewis.
For the first time in many years, Cape Townians will hear the beautiful bells of City Hall chiming in perfect time with its ancient clock. This project is a symbol of the pride we feel in Cape Town and the responsibility we have to respect that which we've been left by previous generations and to work to make it even better for future generations.
I'm Chanel September, More News at 4.
You like that Cape Town story, right?
Of course, Alex.
Come on. The rest of Gauteng's going, yeah, you know why it's called the Mother City? Because it takes 9 months to get anything. Are you going to have an awesome weekend?
I am.
Will you give us a report back on Monday? Or are you just
going
to...
For sure.
Nah, keep it on the down low. What happens at Chanel's house stays at Chanel's house. Nucky so stirred. Oh, really? Feel good Friday? Let's prove it.
30 minutes of more music you love with Alex J on Jacaranda FM.
There's a cue to work for it.